thanks, Lee.
We can call you a Tasmanian now because you're originally from Tamworth, the country music capital in New South Wales. You moved here 16 years ago and you fell in love with Penguin and the Northwest Coast.
I certainly did that.
Now, tell us a little bit about an event you've got coming up this coming Sunday. This is an interesting mix involving a cemetery and also taiko drums.
Since I moved here, I've had a particular interest in the cemetery, and I've done a lot of things with the community to improve the cemetery and create it as a tourist attraction in many ways, because it was forgotten, largely forgotten, and it's in the most fantastic place in Penguin, up on a hill. About 5-6 years ago, we held our first live event in the cemetery, Music Among the Tombstones.
I remember since that, then, yeah.
Yep, and since then we've had two fundraising dinners in the cemetery, one formal and one informal. The informal one was filmed for the ABC's back series, Back Roads, which featured Penguin. And it always stuck in my mind, one of the first things I saw when I moved to Tassie was I saw the taiko drummers. And I was looking for something to keep the series of live events in the cemetery going. And I thought, the taiko drummers, that would just be amazing, having 9 or 10 drummers on our Lookout Heritage Cemetery with the noise of the drums echoing down across the CBD and Bass Strait. So that's the background.
You got that idea, I guess, when they were playing at an Australia Day event a few years ago.
Oh, heaven, yeah. It's taken me 16 years for that seed to germinate.
Looking after the memories of the living as it is with the dead.
Oh, look, it certainly is. These are the people who forged Penguin into what it is today. And I don't mean the taiko drummers. I mean the 1,847-plus people buried in the cemetery. And, look, I just think it's really important to recognise them, to honour them and to include them. And the payoff for having live events like the taiko drumming in the cemetery is people come back to the cemetery, and because of the media we've been able to garner for the cemetery over 16 years and with people coming back, lots of families and descendants are doing up old headstones or putting little plaque headstones on graves that didn't have one. Mm. Or if it did have one, it disappeared years ago, because a lot of these burials are 150 years old. It's just wonderful to see people coming back and doing improvements, like adopting a grave. It's magic.
It all starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yep, and it goes for an hour. There's no speeches. The group will just start drumming, and then an hour later they'll stop. Just as an aside, the cemetery has its own Facebook page and Wikipedia page. It has a huge online presence, the cemetery.
That'd be a good way of just downloading that onto your phone. I reckon that new app would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, look, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that. As a result of Back Roads, a guy in Sydney contacted me with a view to creating a tourist app, which we did 18 months ago, called Ambling Among Penguins Charms. The guys from SEA on the road, it's a platform and shell that you just download information into, and SEA on the road is CYA, not the wording. Yeah, we get about 100 hits a month from that one. Anyway, he contacted me a week or so ago and said, look, is there anything in Penguin that you could do, one attraction you could do another unique app on? And I said, yeah, look, we've got 847 plus stories at the cemetery.
Wow.
How many do you want on the app?
How many do you want on the app? That's right.
Yeah, and look, we've done 20, and it's already live. People can access it. SEAontheroad.com is one way, or we have QR codes up on the cemetery. Yeah, it highlights a lot of the burials from about 100 years ago, and shedding light on some of the background stories of our pioneers.
And head along to the Penguin Cemetery for a bit of history, if you like, this coming Sunday from 1 o'clock. And the weather's looking pretty good too for Sunday. Ross should be fine.
It does.
And good conditions.
People might like to bring a chair because there's nothing to sit on. There's no facilities there and parking's difficult. But the church opposite, which is the Dutch Reformed Church, I think it's called, they've allowed us to use their parking. up behind the church and for people to sit on their lawns. There's no toilets, so just come prepared with lots of sunscreen.
Good on you, Ross. I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for telling us all about it on 7B Breakfast.
Oh, look, thanks for publicising it. It's just wonderful.